so good to me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
I'd like to apologize preemptively for whatever Joel is going to unleash in this studio today. I'm not alone here. His microphone is on now, but I don't know if that's advisable because he brought...
So why did the invisible man turn down the job offer?
He brought a book. Why did the invisible man turn down the job offer? He just couldn't see himself doing it? Hey!
You don't... That's the danger of dad jokes. About half of them...
They're going to be predictable.
They're going to be predictable. Exactly.
Well, hold on here. This might turn into a whole different thing. I might be able to eat you right up on these.
As DJ Rick used to do, he used to... When you would say something to him that he didn't particularly like or want to do, he would take off his glasses, he would squint, he would look at you, and he'd say, I just can't see myself doing that, Joel.
You know, I think you're probably lucky that he and I are not both sitting here with you.
Yeah, one at a time is probably good.
You know, DJ Rick, please interpret that as I think we'd get along. Yeah. And in picking on Joel.
Yes,
a lot.
Happy Monday to you, folks.
Good morning. Happy Monday. We're gonna fade
a lot of
that.
kids off of school today with MLK Day today, so no mail. Banks are closed and all that good stuff. So it's a holiday today. So hope you have time to maybe sleep in, relax, whatever it may be. Tonight, of course, is a big night. We have the college football national championship game tonight. It's Mark Cuban's Indiana University versus Miami. And there could not be. See, usually college football championship games, very little interest on my part. But I want to watch this tonight. This Mendoza guy, who's the quarterback for Indiana, yep. And he's Cuban, by the way. There's a Cuban twist to this whole thing, which is
really
kind of cool.
Just everywhere you look. There's...
Yeah. So Mendoza he came out in the last couple of weeks, and in an interview they asked, you know, tell us something you don't know about, you know, the typical interviews before the national championship game.
Yep.
And he said, I'm a nerd. He says, I'm just a nerd who happens to be good at football, and he's so very likable. But you could not have two contrasting programs, and Indiana has won like five bowl games ever in the history of their program, and they've been around, and there's 1,000 of them every year. Just nothing, of course, and then the portal opens up, and they've got cash, and Mark Cuban buys players who are 24, 25, 26. The average age, by the way, of an Indiana player is 23. So if you take into consideration how many freshmen there are on that team.
Wow.
They've got a lot of 24, 25, 26-year-olds on their team, Indiana. So there's no doubt it's an old team, and they bought the team, but that's not what people are talking about. They're just talking about the fact that football in its current state allows programs to go from last to first if you want to lay out a chunk of money.
And it's worth noting that the timing of this, you know, we're in 2026 here. We are looking at the end of rigging the system a little bit and gaming it for an extra year of eligibility due to the COVID pandemic.
Right, right.
There are players who have been in college for 7 years, and one of them didn't count. They redshirted another.
And they're still twisting that. You can redshirt them at the beginning. You can claim an injury exemption. So yep. So that puts you out to 24 right there, and there's other rules within there too. And let me make this clear. Indiana has real good players. There's a lot of teams that tried to buy themselves a championship this year, but the coaching of Indiana appears to be pretty good. They put in a lot of – they seem to know what the other team's going to do There's indications, and you'll hear it tonight, that when the other team comes up to the line to call a play, that the Indiana defense is yelling out what the play is going to be. So they're either cheating or they're prepped really, really good, which everybody says that their coach is pretty good at prepping for a team.
That the two are indistinguishable past a certain point, but yeah, the thing is, there's been like two coaches ever that good. So
yeah, exactly.
There'll be a lot of attention.
And Miami, on the other hand, is looking to win their fifth national championship ever with their fifth different coach. A lot of history in Miami. And also another very unique thing about this year's college football championship game tonight, both teams at one point this year were 100-1 odds to win it. Indiana at the beginning of the year was 100-1. And before they announced the final 12 teams for the football college football playoff, Miami was 100-1 because they didn't think they were going to get in. Notre Dame thought they were going to get in because Notre Dame had a better record, but Miami beat them. So both teams at one point were 100-1 odds to be right here in this, just to be in the national championship game. So it's you know, I guess I'll take all that and set everything else aside, and I want to watch it. I want to see Mendoza. I want to see him.
Me too. It's a good time to really try my hand at diving into college football, especially now that the other team that I was following in the NFL has fallen out of it.
Yeah, yeah. And just the bands alone, by the way, in the background. Just a boogie in between every – he drops back the pass, he throws it left, 3-yard gain, he runs out of bounds. You just hear the drum guy. The drum guy's watching. As soon as the ref blows his whistle, tweet! The band's just going crazy between every play.
I have the power to preserve any sound you hear on this radio station.
And that may be preserved.
I want people to know that anything can be archived. Anything. If you hear it here, it can be archived.
Yeah. So you, I sense you wanted to make a transition to the NFL. So.
Oh, no. I appreciate you. The college thing is cool.
Those are some pretty good games over the weekend. Wow. Man, the NFL. I mean, a story could come out today that says the NFL is being investigated for intentionally rigging every single game to be entertaining, and we'd be like, yeah, I'm good with that. It was good. It was fun.
Honestly, there was only one play that I really had a lot of issue with. You know, the games generally went the way it seemed they could have, but that Bills game, the Bills got robbed a little bit there with that interception that should have been a completion, and that should have been the end of the play.
I was surprised that they took that away from the Bills. I thought they would just let that be because he appeared to have the ball on the ground. There wasn't a camera angle that kind of showed what was going on between the defender and the receiver when they both went to the ground. But that was game-changing. And if it would have went the other way, then the other team would have been complaining a little bit. But I felt bad for Josh Allen and the Bills because this was Allen's year. Pat Mahomes is sitting at home watching on the couch. And this was your year to get it, Josh Allen.
Lamar, too. Everybody was out of the way.
And Lamar was out of the way, too. And this was your year. But the rest of his team and his receiving core were not as good as years past. And Josh Allen, I posted this on the 98Q, I think it was the 98Q Facebook page, that the Bills have been to the conference championship 9 times in their team history, and the Vikings have been there 10. So the Bills and Vikings, 19 times they've been to the conference championship games, and no Super Bowl rings. It's painful. I felt the pain yesterday of this weekend of the Bills. When I watched that game, I just had a little bit of a sick feeling in my stomach, not to the point when your team loses, but you just feel for them.
You do.
The Bills fans.
Absolutely do. Also, excuse me, Broncos. My goodness. If you're a Broncos fan and you're hearing this, I feel for you. I mean, I watched the replay where he broke his ankle. He pops right up. I mean, like, bam. Bo Nix gets up quick. Too. Uh-huh. He does that in general, and he did it on that play. And, like, he started to walk, and maybe he had a hitch. He jogged off the field. Whoops, that was a broken ankle. He's done.
Oh, jeez, I know.
And they are the only team in the entire league whose backup hasn't taken a snap this season, or thrown a pass this season, I think it is. He might have taken a snap, but...
Well, I thought Two Glove Teddy was their backup for a while this year, wasn't he? Was he with them for a while?
In Denver? No, I thought he signed somewhere else. Warm. Okay. I thought he was...
He's been a lot of places. He was a Denver Bronco at one point, but I was surprised when I saw who their backup was, but he did play this year, and apparently did pretty... was fairly effective. So it's not like you're throwing in Max Brosmer into the mix here. You're throwing a guy in who's played a little bit.
Yes, but he hasn't started a game in over 2 years. Like, it's Stidham is so the stat that I saw was resale prices for AFC Championship tickets dropped by 50% in the hour after the news broke.
Yeah, Bronco fans are just like, maybe I'll just watch this from home.
Yeah, a gut punch.
And Patriot fans, please. Oh, goodness gracious.
That hurts. That hurts. The Patriots are back.
Somebody made a deal with something on the Patriots. I don't know why.
My thoughts exactly.
Why are they getting?
One word shines through.
The Vikings offered them the whole state of Minnesota. You can have the entire state, everything, just give us Derek May. And the Patriots are like, nah, we're pretty good with Derek May. We're good.
You don't even have to get his name right. Take him and win with him.
May. But the pain, see, when we get this deep in the playoffs, my purple pain starts to just kind of bleed through. I got Band-Aids all over my house. It's just a pain when you look at let's look at the Rams first of all, okay, from the Lions side. Because you got rid of Matthew Stafford, and I know Jared Goff has been a pretty good quarterback.
He's been
a great quarterback. But Matthew Stafford was your guy for several years, and he left, and he won a Super Bowl, and he might not win another one. But man, when he gets that ball at the end, you know what's going to happen.
Yep,
you know that he did this for the. My son and I always had the joke when Stafford was with the Lions is when you play the Lions, the game is. No matter if they're up by 30 or down by 30, the game is never over when you played the Lions. And that's the way Matthew Stafford always plays football, because he might be up by 30 and he'll give you a couple. He'll throw a couple picks and then he'll come back and he'll throw that game-winning touchdown with 7 seconds to go.
Absolutely. One of those players who we are spoiled by. You know, we'll know it when he's gone, but he brings something unique to the game. And speaking of quarterbacks with unique contributions – Caleb Williams. You and I both have to confront the elephant in the division. Oh my goodness. They're down there. They're in Chicago and they're not going anywhere, man. I'm ready, but I'm
even though they lost, and I know that was painful to see that interception at the end, whether that was Williams' fault or not, I'll leave that to the experts to say what DJ Moore was supposed to do on that player.
Right.
They said I heard the announcer at one point say he kind of gave up on it. I was kind of listening and not watching enough to analyze that. But yes, even with that loss, goodness gracious, when Caleb Williams decides that, you know what, I'm going to run the ball, all 11 guys in the field are useless at that point because he just does whatever he wants physically. He's Lamar Jackson a couple years ago. Maybe even better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He might not have the same top speed or, you know, the Madden stats might not hit the same values, but he's capable of the same feats. And by the way, that fourth quarter throw to Komet, the touchdown, that might be the best play I've seen with my own eyes.
That was crazy. I thought for sure that wide receiver pushed off to get open, and then they showed the replay.
No.
Him push off. They were just kind of hand wrestling, and he separated from him. It was just an absolute dime, and the announcer made the correct analysis in that there's not more than two or three quarterbacks in the NFL that couldn't have even made that throw.
100%. It was a 12-yard throw by the stats. It was a 12-yard throw.
Yeah.
But he went back and threw it from the 40. So it was from the 12 technically, so he's probably standing at about the 15. He gave up 25 yards on that play. Do you know who immediately came to mind? Who could only be that foolish and still pull it off?
Brett Favre.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I thought that was some Brett Favre nonsense.
And the fact that he threw it, because you see a lot of times in games where quarterbacks on fourth down, they're in that situation, and they don't throw the ball. They get sacked.
Yep.
Just throw it high in the air somewhere. Give yourself a chance to win it. Don't just say, oh, well, it's over.
Do anything that helps.
Yeah, very, very. And I know it hurts Bears fans because it was there for you. And a Super Bowl might have been there for you this year. It hurts when you have that opportunity because next year you're going to have a first-place schedule, so it'll be a little bit tougher. But with Caleb at the helm, I think you're okay. You're good.
That's what I was thinking today was I start thinking about the if statements, you know, and that's a really tempting thing to do. And I got to try. And it's not like what ifing, but it's like, yeah, if the Bears can keep their offensive line intact and if they can keep Caleb protected. And the nice thing is, as I understand it, I think most of their offense is locked in. I think it's like every offensive starter, but one or two.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. But like, still, they've got to do this now. The iron is hot. And look at the Lions. If you're wondering how it could go, look at the Lions. They've been hot, but they're,
yeah,
whoa, tap the brakes. They lost a couple coordinators.
I love the way the Bears tackle because they're always trying to take that ball from you.
Yes.
Even at the end of that game, when the Rams knew they were trying to strip the ball, I mean, the running back had both hands on him. He was squeezing that thing, and the Bears still almost ripped that thing out of his hands. And they're just going. They know how important turnovers are, and they're very well coached on how to tackle for a turnover.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a Bear thing. The peanut punch. Charles Tillman was a Bear the whole time. I think he might have been a Panther at one point too. He might have bounced around a bit, but I know he was a Bear because he did it to the Packers way too many stinking times. Yeah. So
you know what the guy says after the peanut punch and he turns the ball over. You know what he says?
What?
Good grief!
Would I get that joke if I were older?
Charlie Brown peanuts. You got it?
I would get it if I were older.
And this is where we take a break.
I should have gotten it anyway. I'll admit, I should have gotten one anyway.
Dad joke on the fly, not even scripted. Nice.
We're going to help you get it here up next with the ABC News team and Civic Media with some weather up next. A word from sponsors. I'm going to go dunk my head.
I'm Sherry Preston. One of America's closest allies taking issue with President Trump's plan to count tariff countries that won't get on board with the U.S. takeover of Greenland. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer speaking this morning.
Alliances endure because they're built on respect and partnership, not pressure. That is why I said the use of tariffs against allies is completely wrong.
Leaders of all 27 members of the EU are set to meet later this week to discuss Greenland. Russia now confirming that President Vladimir Putin has been invited to join what President Trump is calling the Board of Peace, which he will lead. Hundreds of U.S. troops being put on standby for a possible deployment to Minnesota amid protests over ICE operations continuing. Death toll in Spain, 39 people after a high-speed train collision. Search teams are still looking through the wreckage for other victims. This is ABC News.
Monaco Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and providing reliable service and hometown values. They offer a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95. January means big savings on 2025 models, including up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining 1,500 Silverado crew cabs. Plus, there's a rare 2,500 diesel High Country with $12,000 off MSRP. Check out courtesy transportation trucks with under 5,000 miles with extended bumper-to-bumper and powertrain warranties. Visit Monaco Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at monacocars.com.
National championship game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Football, it's the college national title game tonight at Hard Rock Stadium in Florida. The Miami Hurricanes against Indiana. The Hoosiers feature quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza. The Wisconsin Badgers have added over 25 new players through the transfer portal to their roster, including a top receiver in the SEC, Zion Kearney, 6'1", out of Oklahoma. NFL, the Packers re-signing head coach Matt LaFleur to a multi-year contract extension.
I love this place. I love the people. I love our players, the locker room, everybody in our organization. I mean, this is a unique place. The community has been outstanding. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, and it's got the same type of vibe that I grew up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. So unless you're, I think, from here, you don't understand how friendly everybody is. And it's a special place. My kids love it here. My family loves it here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local sports was a lot of basketball on Friday. Merrill came to Lakeland, I should say, both boys and girls. But we'll focus on the boys basketball first again, keeping it boys games, then girls games. That makes sense? It feels like it makes more sense. Anyway, Merrill got the win going to Lakeland 64 over Lakeland 54, and Phillips headed to Prentice. Prentice got the win there. The home team did 101 over Phillips 59. Athens showed up here in Park Falls and took the W over Shawamigan. Athens 56 over Shawamigan 41, excuse me. Girls basketball, Merrill at Lakeland again. Lakeland got the win, though, 43 over 26, and it was Butternut and Hurley with the close-fought overtime game. The Midgets actually trailed 18-10 at halftime, but Caitlin Bebo, Gianna Narang, Lizzie Pritzel, and the whole team, really, Brooklyn Tremel, everybody put in a good effort and ended up with a 39-37 overtime win, bringing the Butternut Midgets girls team to 7-1 in conference, 9-4 overall, taking on LCO tonight and traveling to Mellon on Thursday.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Discover your dream home or choose from over 60 vacation rentals at northwoodswi.com.
It is going to be a cold one today, mostly sunny, our high 2 below 0 with a wind chill in the teens to near 20 below here for much of the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold again with a low of 14 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine 5 above with more light snow possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 8 below.
Joel, it happened. You warned me it would happen, and it happened. One of my buttons disappeared. It went poof. I had a thing. Hold on. We can still make this happen.
We got nothing to do. It's a holiday.
We're not outside the bounds of quality yet.
Yeah,
you just go.
Yeah.
I think week three. There's still time to use the new guy excuse. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
We're redeeming things. I'll admit that the button I made for this cuts off the little flute part at the beginning because then it gets a little hard to deal with the volume because
Oh, a little sledge, yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. See, that's just it. Normally, I just swing it right from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Peter Gabriel is the right way to flush the format, I think. Good morning, 8:32 a.m.
Breaking news. Dun, 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 dun. We need a breaking news sounder. Oh, break it, break it.
You tell me now.
The Bills head coach, Sean McDermott, 9 years fired.
Fired. 8 playoff appearances in that time.
And what, how many, 2 or 3 AFC championship games? I don't know how many they were.
So I'd have to take a look. But that, I mean, was just up on our third screen. We just noticed that. So,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And as I commented to Joel, the two teams, I think it's just two so far, who have already hired head coaches, the Giants and the Falcons, are both thinking, oh, darn it, I wish we waited a week.
Yeah, that's right. I bought that new pair of pants at the convenience store a day early. Now it's 50% off.
Dang it. Bought it the day before Amazon.
You know who you can blame for that? Sean McDermott. He can blame Patrick Mahomes for that, for getting fired, is what he can do. Without him, they probably would have a Super Bowl by now.
Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are sitting there laughing.
They get everybody fired.
Gaining a couple pounds. Like, I didn't even do it. It wasn't even me.
McDermott is out. Maybe that vote of confidence for Matt LaFleur will change now that McDermott's available.
You know, when Harbaugh was sprung, I thought, that's a good coach.
Yeah, so we mentioned Stafford being with the Rams. This is going to be all football because we just can't stop. Sam Darnold was Seattle, of course. So the obvious link to my squad on that is painful. And the Vikings in their postseason press conference basically came out and admitted and said, yeah, we thought Daniel Jones was going to hang around, and so we thought Darnold would go, and we kind of blew it on all that. So Sam Darnold looked pretty good over the weekend. He wasn't the same Sam. He had a little more time to throw than he did with the Vikings in the playoffs last year, but Sam Darnold shows no signs of being the old Sam Darnold. He looked good.
I can't believe what risks pay off and what risks don't. Like, yep. Daniel Jones. You guys had Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold on roster, same season.
Mm-hmm.
Shipped them both off. And like,
both were on track to be MVPs until Jones got hurt. He was talking about being MVP.
And looking back at that now, it's so easy to say, what were they thinking? They were thinking they had a hot, young, great option.
Oh, it was the option at the time.
And
everybody said this is the play. J.J. McCarthy, everything indicates he's going to be good. His injuries, obviously, and he still probably will be pretty good, but his injuries, so the Sam Darnold pain for Viking fans was real. Watching Sean Payton coach the Denver Broncos to the AFC Championship after Bounty Gate back in 2008-09, whatever that was, when they took out my favorite guy, Brett Favre, in a Viking uniform. I just can't look at Sean Payton. So many people forget this. The year after he won the Super Bowl, he was suspended for the entire year.
Yep.
He could not coach for the whole year, and that was because of bounty gate on Brett Favre, and the Saints went on to win the Super Bowl. Without that Super Bowl, what is Sean Payton's legacy?
I don't know. Not good. Yeah. He's a grumpy dude, though.
Yeah.
Not to pile on. I know we're kind of kicking him right now. I don't want to do that. But I saw a video the other day of a reporter who just asked, like, hey, how nice is it to have Dre Greenlaw back, your linebacker, when it comes to attacking downhill in the run game?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a somewhat informed question. Maybe he's not right about the game plan, mm-hmm. but what does the coach say? He says, what do you know about attacking downhill? You don't. You don't know about it. I thought, wow, that sounds like some Lombardi era handling of a reporter. It's like, what is that? You work for the White House or something?
By the way, we do have a keyword today. Speaking of White House, we do have a keyword today, right?
Yeah, I was wondering if you did this on purpose. We do indeed. We have a keyword today. That keyword is ICE. ICE, ICE. We're giving away the second Oh Dear Nutrition gift certificate. So we gave away the first one to Pat last week through the normal method. Actually, we'll finish this hour by seeing who might have a shot at another Snowball Throwdown Showdown. But we also have a keyword today. Oh Dear Nutrition gift certificate going to somebody who texts us the keyword ICE before midnight.
No ice in your snowballs, all right? No ice.
That's cheating.
In your snowballs.
It's totally cheating.
In Minneapolis. No ice in your snowballs.
We're gonna get in
trouble. Please. And another painful thing about the playoffs. Stephon Diggs, of course, his separation from Minnesota a few years ago was warranted. They were having a lot of problems. So he's gone on to be pretty good with someone else. He needed to go somewhere else. Then is it just me? Is it just me as a fan of the purple? But as a Packer fan, when you watch these games over the weekend and you hear names and you're like, wait a minute, didn't he play for us? Does that hurt? Does that sting a little bit when your former players move on to teams and win a Super Bowl? You see him on the stage saying, yeah, what a Super Bowl.
Sometimes it does. But I'll tell you what, it's a case-by-case basis. And if you're going to say it about Stephon Diggs, I'm going to say, uh-uh, he can stay away. Ugh.
Yeah.
Not my guy. Sorry.
Yeah, he's got
not my guy.
A few things there. But the Minneapolis Miracle will always be a special moment.
One
for
of the
Viking
best.
Fans.
What was that guy doing? Like, you don't, you tackle with your arms, friend. Even this spaghetti noodle.
And you keep a guy in front of you with like 10 seconds to go on the ball at midfield. All right. So, should we go into our gray area of random topics? You want to grab one out of there?
Yes, absolutely. Right. I didn't realize that you had chummed the waters here.
Well, it's still some old stuff. I think I added one in there, but I always like to give people a little bit of something other than just football. There might be a person or two that maybe doesn't want to hear any more football talk.
I believe I have accidentally left that behind, and you have baptized me in spreadsheets. And so here we go. Okay.
All right, randomly pick one out of this. This is when I have something that I want to talk about I on the air during the week or during the midnight. I just go in here and I quick type it in here just so I don't forget.
Oh, okay. So this one you actually hid on me. I couldn't even read the whole thing. I had to rearrange this spreadsheet. Right. Connecting with celebrities on social media.
Oh, yeah. That is one of the benefits of social media, because I had a chance. Your chance of getting a response and communicating with someone on social media has increased with social media. I mean, what are the chances that Matthew McConaughey would ever respond to your text or phone call, or you'd even have his cell number? Not very good.
Never.
But on their Facebook pages, and I'm not saying these are even the celebrities that do it, but there are some celebrities who will go on their Facebook and they will actually reply to you, and you can leave it to the social media gods to determine whether or not this is a lie or not. But for instance, Dick Vitale. Dick, remember announcing legend Dick Vitale? You know who he is?
I heard the name. Yeah,
Diaper Dandy and all kinds of classic lines that he had. And he still broadcasts a little bit. And he's older, obviously, having a few health issues. But I went on his Facebook page and I messaged. I said, would love to have you a guest on our morning show if you want to talk to us about your career. And like a couple days later, I know it was him. He responded and he said, I have an ESPN contract right now that says I can't talk other than with ESPN because I'm having vocal cord issues. So I'm just like, Well, if that was his assistant, that was a pretty good response.
Yeah.
But it was actually a response to a question, and my wife had this with one of her favorite actors, too, who actually hearted one of her comments. Now, it might not be them, I know, if they've got 7 million people, but we've heard it before on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that, where sometimes celebrities will interact with fans, and that's something that you never had before.
No.
Before social media. So it's let's put that in the plus column a little. That's kind of fun. That's kind of fun.
It can be. It can be. I really appreciate, there's a couple in particular. Actually, there's a, for anybody who plays a lot of video games, and I know I'm only hitting a very particular crowd here, there's a guy out there named Gabe Newell, and he is responsible for, if you have a relative, friend, family member who plays video games specifically on a computer, they're probably using the service that Gabe Newell invented, runs, still administrates. It's called Steam. And Gabe is famous because Steam is like the only benevolent, good monopoly out there. Like, they dominate the market.
Really?
But they're great. They do really good sales, and they give you good access to your games, and they're quick, and they're clever, and they're all this stuff. And people, every once in a while, they send emails to Gabe, and he'll send like a 5-word reply. And it's like, every time that happens, it becomes social media gold because, hey, Gabe responded to me. But it's always like some silly question about a particular video game. And it's like, you know what? I'll admit, even when he's the most genuine one there is, it feels like there's always some beneficial publicity involved.
Yeah.
That said, there are absolutely ones out there like Adam Savage from Mythbusters. If you watch how he acts on the internet and where he comments and likes things and who he responds to, he's very clearly just trying to encourage fans who loved his show. It's like, that's the better model.
Well, I think some of them get it. Some of the celebrities realize what that means to some people to respond to them, what it means, because they were probably at that point. Some of these people don't become celebrities until they're in their 40s. So they know the joy that it brings people to just a simple reaction, what it might be. They're talking about it, and it might benefit their career too, but they know it brings joy to that person, to saying that, oh, Matthew McConaughey, He liked my blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just like, yeah, it brings joy.
I like to think I would spread that around a bit. Like, if I got to a point where my presence, you know, but it's so easy to do that and think that you're more important than you are. So it's like, you got to, like, I think I'd want to respond. I'd surround myself with like 5 really blunt, honest friends and family members. Be like, okay, we're just going to go help people and do chill things like that. You know, the Bill Murray thing.
Yeah.
The old rumor, Bill Murray popped in, ate fries off my plate, and said, no one will ever believe you, and left. There's like 3 people who claim that happened.
All right. What else we got? Anything else? We got time for one more?
Denmark is no longer delivering letters, according to what you had
to say. I just heard this story, in fact, last week, I think it is that Denmark, their postal service basically has stopped. They're not delivering mail anymore in Denmark. And could that be the start of I'm sure it's kind of a test.
A proof of concept.
Yeah, to see, okay, will this work? Denmark's probably not huge. I don't know what it is, but it's probably not that big. So it's just like, okay, let's do a little test here of Denmark to see if this will work. And, you know, maybe we can privatize this. Maybe we can take some of the jobs that are currently with the postal system and take those jobs and just move them over to here. And because there seems to be a better way to do it. It's out there somewhere. There seems to be a better way, but Denmark has started it. Yeah.
Denmark has a population just south of about 6 million people.
So it's fairly big, but country-wise, yeah, small.
Right. The population density is quite high, though. They're quite urbanly packed, and even where the areas are more rural, it's look up population density if you're interested in it. I'm going to shut my app on that one because I know how much fun that is to talk about.
Shut your app.
Suffice to say, it's a country where it might make more sense to do that with fewer people, more tightly packed. Doing that in the U.S., for example, well, first of all, it would probably knock 30 businesses off the map immediately. And that's not acceptable. We got to let them die a slow death here.
Because there's that one company that makes all of those credit card applications you get in your mailbox.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
And those seemingly handwritten letters straight to you that are somehow another car insurance warranty
from DirecTV or something, or whatever it may be. You always got to open it. You're thinking, well, I know what this is, but I'll applaud the effort. I'll open it. Okay, I knew what it was. It's Progressive. You're going to go over there.
We got one from 2 owners ago, and the person who owned the property before us had it for like 25 or 30 years, and the person before that got a letter from a local business. I thought, how long has that been rattling around in the file cabinet? Because it's the first time in the 3 years we've lived there that anything came.
Please tell me I'm not the only one. I think it's Progressive. Progressive sends ones, and they have your name on it. Have you seen? Have you those?
Well,
where there's a little plastic window, and it says Joel, or it says my wife Shayna, or there's even a Blake. So they'll send. I think it's Progressive. They send it, and in the window is your name.
Do you mean it looks handwritten, or it's just...
No, it's typed. It's like in big, bold letters. So you open it up, and there's actually a little fake insurance card that has your name
on
it.
Gotcha.
So I know there's people listening right now that have those, and I know that you have done the same thing with those that I have, where I randomly just place those around the house. I'll just toss it in my son's underwear drawer when he was younger, and I'll take one, and I'll throw it in the shampoo bottle slot. They just start randomly appearing around the house, so it's fun.
I feel like I am suddenly in Wonderland. I don't know. I've never done anything like this.
Bring one in the next time I get it. So.
I definitely have always goofed around with the fake credit cards they send, and just, you know, we treat them like they're real credit cards and cut them up. It's like as if the numbers aren't 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But the glue on the back is just as fun as anything.
Am I the only one who rips when I get stuff? I always, depending on what it, if it's a credit card app. I mean, I'll go into 10, 12 pieces. I'll rip in little strips before I put it in the recycle or whatever. I don't just take it and throw it in the garbage, because I'm thinking if someone's going to try to scam me and that letter is sitting there unopened in a full form, my percentages are higher than I'm going to get scammed than if I just like personally shred it into like 10 different strips and then throw it in there.
We have a shredder.
Okay.
We have a shredder sitting right there by it's actually in the kitchen.
That works.
It's Toby's bowl, then the shredder.
Ooh, Toby.
Right.
Toby
is... It's the spot where we feed the shredder and then the shredder for the paper. So it's basically, honestly, at this point, if it has our address on it, I don't want anybody else to have it. And yeah. I know that's silly. That's overkill, because addresses are more or less public info. You can find them.
Yeah. It's just a good idea to shred.
Oh, boy.
So I tried...
Earplugs, everybody.
So I tried to catch fog yesterday.
You tried to catch fog.
Missed. Thank you very much. Two shows tonight, everybody. Tip your waitresses. Good night. Happy MLK Day, everyone.
The Gray Area is filmed in front of a live studio audience, made possible by contributions from viewers like you. Thank you.